Experts say early studies show catches of some species of fish that live in Alaska may drop after being exposed to intense sound. But the science is inconclusive, so the U.S. Navy announced last week that they're going ahead with training that includes use of sonar in the Gulf of Alaska. From member station KDLG, Daisha Eaton has the story.
Kelly Harrell is the executive director of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. She's concerned marine life could soon be hearing this.
Just a couple of days ago, the Navy approved their record of decision to move forward with new training activities in the Gulf of Alaska. So we're very concerned about the impacts of underwater noise from sonar and some of these other activities, the use of explosives that are now going to take place in the Gulf of Alaska, and very dismayed at the handling of the lack of information on the potential impacts to those very valuable commercially important fish species.
Species like halibut, salmon, and the endangered North Pacific right whale. The Navy Environmental Impact Statement released May 11th says that since there's no conclusive science on the impact of sonar and other sounds on fish, the Navy will go ahead with exercises in the Gulf. Jason Godomke works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. He's an expert on how sounds like sonar affect marine mammals. Godomke says researchers are now branching out to take a look at how all kinds of sounds are affecting a host of species.
It's not just marine mammals that may be affected by man-made sound in the ocean, but it's also fish.
Godomke says the research on how fish are faring in an increasingly noisy ocean is in its infancy. Experts say early studies show that catches of some species of fish like haddock, cod, and herring may drop down after being exposed to intense sounds. Godomke says they don't have any concrete answers about how such sounds affect fish yet, but the ideas about how sound affects fish come out of research on marine mammals.
When we talk about marine mammals and things there, we're talking about, you know, a whole range of reactions from just simple behavioral changes to, you know, that where the animals might move away to no reaction whatsoever. You know, they may not react to it at all, but there's also possible implications for say, masking of communication. So if we look at sort of a low-level sound that's just put into the environment that raises the background level throughout a large area of the ocean, certain animals may not be able to communicate over as large distances as they were previously.
In the last 10 years or so, the interest has switched over to some degree to be on fish, although they're not nearly as cute as most marine mammals.
That's Art Popper, a professor at the University of Maryland. He's one of the few scientists researching how noise affects fish. He says the idea of sound masking, man-made sound drowning out normal ocean sounds, is kind of like...
If you go to a party and you're talking to somebody and the background noise gets raised behind you, what happens is it's harder to talk to the person you're speaking with. You've had that experience, I'm sure. We have a lot of lab studies to show this thing called masking takes place. No one's gone out in the field and done experiments to see how this really impacts animals in the wild.
Scientists are afraid that masking could potentially limit the ability of fish to communicate with each other or to detect prey. In addition, Popper says loud noises could simply cause fish to try to get away, much like a human crossing the street to avoid a jackhammer on a city sidewalk. This could potentially alter feeding patterns or spawning activity. The next step, he says, is to take those experiments out into the oceans. But those experiments would be expensive, so right now he doesn't know of any scientists who are doing them. Harrell with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council says the lack of the kind of experiments that Popper's talking about leave Alaska's oceans open to whatever activities the Navy deems necessary to maintain their defense capabilities, including sonar and explosives.
Because we don't know and the science is unclear, doesn't mean there won't be an impact. So we think in that situation, we need to have a very precautionary approach because we're taking multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar gambles with our renewable fish resources.
A gamble the Navy seems to be willing to take in order to conduct training exercises in the Gulf of Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.